talking about。
今天我们会，今天早上我们会来谈论婚姻方面的话题。
And the message title is called Think About It.
题目是要想一想。
So if you have your Bibles, you can turn again to, actually, we're actually not going to be Matthew. It's actually going to be Mark. So turn to Mark chapter 16.
请大家把圣经再翻到马可福音第十六章。
We're actually going to be reading Mark chapter 16, verse 14 to 16.
14到16节。
So the worship songs were awesome today, amen?
今天我们唱的一些诗歌挺好，是不是？
And my brother was telling me how the kids just came back from a retreat, so that's awesome.
我的弟兄告诉我说，在孩子们的退休会里头唱过这首歌。
What would be, what, in your mind, what was the one thing that all those three songs had in common?
这三首我们唱的三首诗歌有一个共同点，大家想想是什么？
I want you to think about that as we go through the message.
如果大家不说的话，我就不会讲
Those three
内容
songs
啊。
had something very important in common.
这三首诗歌有一个很重要的共同的地方，
And I want you to be thinking about that this morning.
我需要你们也想这个共同点。
So in Mark chapter 16, if you have your Bibles, make sure you have your Bibles.
我们看马可福音第十六章第14到16节。
Lift up your Bible if you have a Bible today. You can lift up your phone if you use your phone as a Bible. That's okay.
如果你没
You have your
有，
Bible? Amen. Good job.
如果你有圣经的话，就翻开圣经；否则你从手机上看也是 OK 的。
Don't ever come to church without a Bible. Amen?
我们到教会呢，一定不要不带圣经，是不是这样子的？
If you're going to bring a Bible anywhere, you should bring it to church. Amen?
如果你到其他地方就没有带圣经的话，到教会呢，一定要带圣经。阿门吗？
Never go to church without a Bible. That's why I tell my children all the time.
我对我的孩子这样说的，到教会来一定不要不带圣经。
This is your sword. This is your weapon. This is what draws you closer to God. This is God's voice. Why would you leave it at home?
这是我们征战的兵器，是我们的武器，也是神的声音。我们怎么能够把它留在家里呢？
I never go to church without a Bible.
到教会来一定要带圣经。
I bring a Bible almost everywhere I go.
我无论到哪里去，我都会带着我的圣经。
Because I want God's voice, His presence with me.
因为我希望听见神的声音，也体会到神的同在。
So, kids, make sure you bring a Bible. If you go on a trip, you go on a plane, you go on a train, you go on a car, bring your Bible with you.
孩子们，我要让你们记得，无论你到哪里去，你哪怕是去坐飞机、
And
去
the
坐汽
kids are
车，
doing great. They have their Bibles. A plus for all of
都要带上你们的圣经。哦，我看见有孩子们带着有
them. Amen. So,
圣经，
Mark
要给
16,
你
here
们
we
一个
go.
A plus。
Mark 16,
马可
verses
福音第十六章
14 to 16.
14到16节，
Let's read.
我们一起读。
Later, he appeared, meaning Jesus, to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe, will be condemned.
14节到16节，后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Let's pray.
”我们
Heavenly
一起祷
Father,
告，亲爱的天父，
thank you for your words.
我们谢谢你为你的话语。
Thank you for your voice.
我谢谢你为你的声音。
Jesus, you have spoken to us today.
耶稣已经对我们说话。
And you have commanded us as your followers to go and preach the gospel.
你给我们有这个命令，就是跟随你的人，说我们要去传福音给万民听。
Help us to understand this morning.
让我们能够理解这一个主题，
For your glory.
为着你自己的荣
In the
耀。
name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen,
Amen. So the
Amen.
message today, we're going to be talking about the gospel.
今天我们要谈福音，
And we're going to be thinking about the gospel.
我们会要思考福音。
We're going to unpack the gospel.
我们也会把福音打开,
but we're just going to look at a few aspects of it. The gospel is a big topic.
因为福音是一个很广大的话题。
So I'm not going to exhaust every angle of the gospel. And there might be things I don't mention. But we don't have 6 hours here. But what I want to do is talk about the gospel in such a way that you understand your responsibility to go and preach it.
但是我要和大家分享的是要让你明白你自己的职责就是要去传扬福音。
If you're a Christian, you have a responsibility, a duty to talk about the gospel.
如果你是个基督徒,你就有这一个的职责要去为福音发声。
As Jesus says, preach the gospel.
对,就像耶稣说要去传福音。
That's not just for men.
不仅仅是对着男人这样说,
That's not just for women.
也不仅仅是对女人这样说,
It's not just for old people.
也不仅仅是对年长的,
It's for all Christians, young, old, doesn't matter. We are all called to preach the gospel.
无论你是年长年幼,
Regardless of your gift, you are called to preach the gospel.
无论你的恩赐如何,
So that's what we're going to talk about. So the big idea, we're going to learn about the gospel.
今天我们要整体的意思是我们先要去谈论福音。
But I'm going to give you some evangelism tips, how to share it.
但是我会要给大家有一些的小提示,有一些的点子,让大家去知道说怎样去谈福音。
And sharing the gospel really isn't that difficult.
要去谈福音其实并不是很难。
I want to encourage you that every one of you, you have the capacity, the power by the Holy Spirit to talk to others about Jesus.
我要对每一个人鼓励,要对你们每一个人说鼓励的话,就是我们都有这个能力去向人去传扬福音。
The only problem that you have is that many, perhaps, have not done it.
唯一的问题是我们中间也许很多人还没有开始这样去做。
That might be your only barrier. But God has, if you are saved, God has given you everything you need to tell others about Jesus. And your only problem might be you haven't done it. Or you're afraid to do it. But you have the ability by the power of the Holy Spirit to do it. I mean, if I can tell people about Jesus, you can definitely tell people about Jesus. You're way smarter than me. I'm not that smart. And if I can tell people about Jesus, you guys can definitely tell people about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I thought they were going to amen. So yeah, we are smarter than you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I thought they would be excited about that. I gave you a nice compliment. Amen. So let's look at the first picture. This is what people do on a Sunday. They sit in church.
这个是我们看第一个图片，这就是人在主日做的事情，就坐在教堂里。I
came in earlier. I took a picture of you guys from behind. That's what we look like from behind.
如果我来教会早一点的时候，我照一个相，就是像你们，你们就这样坐在这里。This
is important.
这个是很重要的。It's
great that you come to church.
你可以到教会来，这是一个很重要的事情。You
could have been at, I don't know, the what's the gym over here? Is that Crunch Gym or Gold's Gym? What's over here? It used to be Jack LaLanne. What's the new gym? What's the gym over here? Who knows? LA Fitness. Okay, so you could have been at LA Fitness today. People are there right now. You could have been there, but you're here. So you're here because you love God. And that's a good start. But that's not enough.
但是这还不够。
Coming to church is super important. Because you get to hear the word of God.
You
get to sing amazing
songs.
You get to be with other Christians. And you need that. But you can't just live there. The Bible says, do not neglect the assembling of each other or together. You need to be together. The Bible commands that.
圣经上教了我们说不要亲自会，啊，不那些亲子观鸟的人。所以我们一起聚在一起是很重要的。But
if that's all you do, that's not enough.
如果那是你所做的所有的一切的话，那就不够了。Because
God has so much more for you.
因为神所给我们的远超过这一件事情。And
being a Christian involves so much more than just sitting in church.
作为一个基督徒是远超过只是来到教会里聚会。But
sitting in church is a good start.
但是到教会来聚会是一个好开始。So
we want to add something. We want to do some math today. Who likes math?
我们必须要再加一些东西去。We're
going to do simple math though. Addition, just addition.
我们先要加那个加号。Nothing
too advanced.
不是特别的高级的。No
pre-calculus, no calculus.
还没有到微积分的地步，就是simple
addition.
加号。
But you need to add something to it. What could we add to it?
你可以往上头加些什么呢？
Well, reading the Bible.
你可以读圣经。
So coming to church is important, hearing the word is important, but also spending time each day studying the Bible.
到教会来和弟兄姐妹一起聚会很重要，但是我们也还要每天都要去读圣经。
Kids, you're off for the summer. You have nothing to do for 2 months. You have zero to do.
孩子们啊，你们这个假期开始呢，你们都没有什么事情做，你们要好好读圣经。
The adults are all jealous. We wish we could take 2 months off and do nothing.
我们老人家们有一点点的嫉妒你们啊，我们希望能够有2个月啥都不用做。
So now you might be in camp.
也许你会去参加一些的营会。
But it's fun.
那你会很好玩。
But you don't have like schoolwork unless you're taking a class over the summer.
你没有很大的压力，没有学业的压力，除非你到那里去。
So let me ask you, what book of the Bible are you reading this summer? What book of the Bible are you spending time reading?
我要问一问，这个夏天的时候你会读哪一卷书？
I'm sure when the summer started, you were like, I can't wait to read the Bible. I've been reading about history. I've been reading about a lot of things I'm not that interested in, but I get to read the Bible. So what book of the Bible are you reading?
那么我读圣经的时候，我在读历史书等等之类的。So
I want to
这地方我不是很喜欢。那么我要问你，你们具体在读哪个圣经的哪个部分呢？So
I want to encourage each and every person here, whether you have 2 months off or a week off of your vacation or 2 weeks off, which book of the Bible are you diving into this summer?
那么我要问一问，无论你是在读哪个部分，有多长的时间，一两个月或者2个星期或者1个星期，你要花一点时间。
I hope with your summer reading list that you have a few books of the Bible that you're spending time, like, I want to read this. I want to learn more about God and Jesus. I want to learn more about my faith, and I'm excited about it. I hope that's your passion this morning and this summer.
我们都会有一个清单，我希望你们的清单里头有一些是神的话语，那么你就说，我会要去读圣经，我要去明白神，要更加的明白基督。
But guess what? Even reading the Bible is not enough. God has a lot more for you than simply just reading the Bible.
除了来聚会和读圣经外，圣经以外，其实还有更多的我们要加上去。So
going to church is really important.
到教会里头来是特别重要的。Reading
the Bible is really, really, really important.
那么到读圣经的话是十分十分十分重要的。But
we want to add something else to it.
但我们也还要更加上一些其他的。And
that is, we want to do what Jesus just said, preach the gospel.
接下来一件就是耶稣给我们的命令所说的，我们要去传福音。Jesus
says, go. Jesus says, do something now.
耶稣说你们要去，你们要做一些事情。So
sitting in church is important and listening.
坐在教堂里头听神的话。
Hopefully you're paying attention.
希望你们能够真的是注意来听。Reading
the Bible is important, and memorizing scripture and learning about God is so super important.
读神的话，而且记住一些经节经文熟悉神的话语，这是特别特别重要的。
But all of that has a purpose. There's an end to that. There's a goal to that.
所做的这一切，无论聚会还是读圣经，都有一个目标。这个目标是什么呢？
And Jesus told you what that was in Mark 16.
那么耶稣就在马可福音的第十六章把这个目标告诉我们。
Jesus tells his apostles who have been with him for 3 years.
耶稣对跟随他3年多之久的门徒有这样一个命令。
He's like, you've been sitting with me, basically been sitting in church with me for 3 years.
你们就好像是跟着我，就像坐在教堂里头的人一样，有三年之久。
You've been watching me, you've been watching and listening to me. Basically, I've been your living Bible.
看见我，也听见我说话，我就好像成为你们一个打开的活的书一样。
And Jesus says, now take what you've learned and go and tell others about me.
那么耶稣说，现在你们要离开，要把你们从我这里所学到、所看到的，要去传给其他的人听。
But if you notice, and if you look at the lives of the apostles, they don't just go and preach the gospel because they have to.
你们如果注意的话，你们看见门徒并非是真的，他们是迫于无奈，没有办法，他们就到外地去传福音。
I mean, that's not fun, right? When you have to do something.
如果你不得不做的话，那个做那些事情不是很有意思的。
The best thing is when you want to do something.
最好的是如果你有热忱，你想做这个事儿。
And so the apostles, they don't preach Jesus because they have to. Well, Jesus told me I have to do it, so I got to do it, even though I don't want to do it.
所以我们不能说是哦，耶稣说要我去传福音，没办法，我就去传福音，因为他要我去，他是我的主吧。
That's not their attitude.
这不是门徒的态度。
They want to do it.
他们特别乐意想要去做。
See, when you love Jesus,
当我们爱耶稣的时候,
and when you realize how much he loved you first,
如果你知道神如何,耶稣如何的先爱了我们,
you will want to tell others about Jesus.
你就会乐意去向其他的人去宣扬他。
So look again at this portion of scripture from Jesus. Just focus on the purple.
这个大家再看我们今天读的圣经的核心的部分，我是用紫色把它打出来的。
Jesus says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
那个耶稣在这里说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听，我给所有的受造物去听。
So if you're a Christian and you say, "I'm a Christian."
如果你是个基督徒，你说我是基督徒。
If you're sitting here saying, I believe in Jesus,
如果你坐在这里说我相信耶稣,
then Jesus is commanding you to go tell others about him.
耶稣就给你有这样一个的命令，就是你要去传福音给其他的人听。
And I almost like to think of it as Jesus reminding us to do it.
我在这里我想耶稣是要提醒我们要做这个传福音的工作。
Because I find, as a Christian, I want to tell people about Jesus all the time.
因为作为一个基督徒，我随时都有一个要向人传耶稣的这一个冲动。
I want to introduce people to Jesus all the time.
我每时每刻都希望把人能够带到耶稣的面前。
And as a Christian, you should feel very similar.
如果作为一个基督徒，你应该和我有类似的感受。
Because if you're a Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus,then the Holy Spirit of Christ lives inside of you.
因为我们是基督徒，神的圣灵就居住在我们里面。
And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit testifies constantly about Jesus.
我们圣经上告诉我们说，圣灵随时随地给基督，给耶稣做见证。
So when you talk about Jesus and you preach Jesus and you think about Jesus, the Holy Spirit is alive in you.
如果我们去宣扬福音，传扬福音，去为耶稣发声的时候，那么圣灵就在我们里面大的工作做出来。
The Holy Spirit does not act outside of the parameters or the boundaries of Jesus.
圣灵从来不在耶稣的范围之外去做工作。
And so when you focus on Jesus and you preach Jesus and talk about Jesus and read about Jesus and think about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, it's like, what does it say?Like springs of living water will flow through you.
圣灵如何在我们的心里头有个活水一样涌出来？那就是当我们在思考基督、传扬基督、
So God wants you to take your knowledge and love of Jesus and tell others about it.
所以我们看见, 神希望我们能够把我们对耶稣的认识去谈给其他的人听。
God wants you to start here in Lake Grove.
神希望我们先从我们所在的地方，就是Lake Grove这个本地。
And just go forth.
然后就出去，就开始传扬。
Your neighbors, your friends, your co-workers.
你的邻舍, 你所认识的朋友和你一起做工的人。
So think about it. What impact, you ask a personal question to yourself, what personal impact am I making in my sphere of people for Jesus? Who am I talking to about Jesus? How am I influencing the people around me for Jesus?
我们每一个人都会有一个有影响力的一个领地。那么我们要想一想，在我所接触到的人里头和我的朋友圈里面，他们从我身上能够听到怎么样的关乎基督的信息，我为了基督的缘故如何的去影响了他们。
So you have to answer that question.
你必须要回答这个问题。
Who do you preach to?
你向着谁传的福音?
Who do you talk to about Jesus?
你和谁谈论基督?
Who do you text about Jesus?
你和人写短信、写email的时候、写微信的时候，你向谁去传扬了福音、传扬了基督？
Kids, you came back from a retreat. You're like, I'm on fire for Jesus. Great. Tell your friends about Jesus.
Oh, 我们的孩子们，你们刚从叫什么来着？福音营，你们刚从营会里头回来，那么你们现在正好的时间要去向人去传扬耶稣。
And the beautiful thing is, when you start talking to others about Jesus, you grow in your own faith.
你们有没有意识到，当你去向人传福音的时候，你自己的信心也会增长。
You become a much happier Christian.
你成为一个更喜乐的基督徒。There's
no greater joy than telling others about Jesus.
向人传福音是最开心的一件事情，对一个基督徒而言。So
keep that in mind this morning.
得要想清楚。So
I'm going to give you some helpful tips this morning.
今天早上我要和大家分享一些。
About how to share Jesus and preach the gospel.
如何去向人传福音，传基督。
So I'm going to give you the first tip, and there's lots of tips. I have like nine, but I'm only going to give you three.
我现在跟大家分享，我有很多的点子，好主意，好的提示给大家传福音。我可能有九个，但是我最后是把它给精简到三个，和大家只分享三个。
So evangelism is just a fancy word. It just means that you're going forth and you are telling people the good news, the gospel about Jesus.
这个传福音是一个看起来这个词好像是一个很花哨这个词，其实很简单，就是出去给大家去讲耶稣。
So we listened to three great songs this morning.
今天早上我们读的是，我们唱了三首。 很好的诗歌。
All those three songs I'm familiar with.
这三首诗歌我都是很熟悉的。
The last two, I have on my phone. I listen to them. Hillsong and others. I've heard those songs. They're awesome. I love
them. 特别后面的两首，我都有这个诗歌在我的手机上，所以我常常听它。The
Goodness of God, that's a great song.
神的信实，神的良善，那首歌是个很好的歌。And
then that first song, Amazing Love.
第一首歌，奇异的爱，那更加是不得了。Which
if we're gonna like weigh the songs, Amazing Love is like, it's superior. Would you agree? It's a superior song.
如果你要给这个三首诗歌打分的话，我不知道你们怎么样，我是认为第一首诗歌它的那个重量远超另外两个。I
mean, I love all three songs. They're great.
我都喜欢，三个都喜欢，但是我更喜欢第一个，我不是偏心。But
I was thinking, I was like, the first song is actually superior, though.
但是我认为第一个确实是要比他们更高超。And
it's old-fashioned, too, right? It's kind of like, it's old lyrics, it's got kind of archaic language, but it's superior.
但而且它也是更加的经典，用的比较古老的话语，英语，但是它的信息量，它所传扬的东西。
Do you know who wrote the first song,
Amazing
Love? Do you know who wrote it?
是谁写的这首诗歌?
Someone super famous.
一个很有名的人.
Have you heard of John Wesley?
你有听那个约翰卫斯理吗?
If you haven't, look him up later on Google.
如果没有的话，你去查一查 Google 一下.
Lived in the 1700s.
他在十七、十八世纪.
Incredible Christian.
是一个很不得了的基督.
Founder of the Methodist Church.
他是卫理公会是因他而兴起的.
Well, he had a brother named Charles.
他有一个弟弟，名字叫查理.
And John Wesley was an amazing preacher.
约翰卫斯理是一个令人惊讶的很好的一个传福音的人，讲道的人.
And Charles Wesley was his brother, but he was a hymn writer. He wrote songs. A lot of the songs in your hymn book are from Charles Wesley.
而查理卫斯理他却是一个很有名的写圣诗的人，在我们的诗歌本里头有很多都是他写的.
Now, what do all three of those songs have in common? That was the first question I started with.
那么我在刚开始就问过大家的一个问题，这三首诗歌都有一个共同的主题。
They're all great. They're amazing. I like the first one's definitely the best, but they're amazing, all of them.
我就不翻了，他最喜欢的一个。但是他们一个共同点是什么？
What do they all have in common?
他们有共同点在什么地方？
What they have in common is that they were all written by Christians who exemplify this principle. They are passionate about Jesus. They love Jesus. They understand what Jesus did for them, and they wrote a song to express that passion and love.
他们有一个共同点，就是他们都是基督徒所写的。第一，但是这样基督徒不是一般的基督徒，乃是他们认识主，认识基督，而且在他们的里头有这个热忱，被神的爱所激励，他们就把他们对着神的爱，神做在他们身上的工作，就写在诗歌里头，这就是他们的诗歌。
If you know what God did for you in Jesus, you can't help but talk about it.
如果你明白神在基督里为着你所做的一切，你是不可能停止不谈论这个事。
If you understand how much God loved you to die for you, you can't help but do something about that.
如果你明白神这样的爱你，以至于耶稣为你而死，以至于你可以因他而活的话，你就不可能停止不去传扬这个信息。
So whether it's Charles Wesley in the 1700s or Hillsong in the 21st century, these are Christians who are overwhelmed by the love of Jesus and they did something about it. They wrote music.
这么无论是在一七年代的卫斯理，还是在21世纪的 Hillsong 他们这些，他们都体会到神的爱之后，他们就必须围着这个事情做什么。 他们围着他们的信息去做点啥，他们做就是把它写出诗歌来，来传扬，来歌颂。
So because they know Jesus,
因为他们认识基督,
and they've experienced Jesus,
他们经历了耶稣,
they're passionate to tell others about the good news, about what Jesus did for them.
他们就有这个热忱去向大家宣扬耶稣为着他们所做的一切。
Now when we talk about the gospel, where would you go to find the clear explanation for the gospel? What book of the Bible would you read?
如果你要对这福音有更清晰、最清晰、最正确的解释的话，那么你最好去到圣经里面。
So if you're talking to others and someone says, "Hey, are you a Christian?" and you said yes,
如果有人问你说你是个基督徒吗？你说是啊。
And they said, "Well, what is the gospel? I keep hearing this word, the gospel. What does that mean?"
他们说，哦，你是基督徒，那么我听说基督徒都信福音，那福音是什么？
And you would take your Bible, and where would you go?
如果你带着你的圣经的话，你要到哪里去找？
Where would you go to read to them a very clear explanation of the gospel?
那么你到哪里去找到一个很精简的、精简又清晰的信息，说就是福音的信息呢？
This is quiz time. In your mind, here's the quiz, right? So you get the right answer, you get 100. You don't get the right answer, you get 0.
所以你现在要告诉我,
I'm an easy teacher, all or nothing.
如果你能够找到, 现在是一个小考的时候,
So would you go?
找到之后你可得满分，找不到你得零分。我是一个很简单的一个老师。Would
you turn to the book of Joel or Obadiah? Where would you go?
你会要到约珥书或者是俄巴底亚书里头去找吗？
Well, I'm a nice teacher. I'll give you the answer ahead of time.
因为我是一个很好的老师，所以
turn to 1 Corinthians 15.
我就会把答案告诉你，要翻到哥林多前书第十五章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. And in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul tells you in crystal clarity, this is the gospel.
所以在约翰，哥林多前书第十五章，保罗以特别清晰的话语把福音向你解开。And
in 1 Corinthians 15, memorize it, that is the clear articulation of the gospel.
所以我们要把那段圣经要记下来，这是最清晰的解释福音的。
And you all know it, you just didn't know where it was.
你们都知道, 但你只不知道在哪里记载的。
Because 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says that according to the scriptures, here's the gospel, Jesus died for your sins.
我们要知道在那里, 保罗特别清晰地说到, 基督照着圣经所说,
and he was buried,
被埋葬了,
which means when Jesus died, he really died.
那个意思就是说，当耶稣死了，他真的是死了。And
they put him in a tomb.
他被埋葬，就放在一个坟墓里。And
then Paul goes and says, 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He was resurrected. He came back to life.
然后保罗接着说，第三天从死里复活，就是说他从死人之中完全的复活过来。And
Paul goes further and says, and people saw him.
然后 保罗接着说,
so it wasn't like it happened secretly and only one person's talking about it. Paul says 500, over 500 people saw Jesus.
耶稣从死里复活这件事情并非是在历史之中在背后做的一个事情。他只是复活之后向一两个人显现。不是的,他是在公开的情况下,一时向500人显现。
And so when we talk about the gospel, when Jesus says go into all the world and preach the gospel, he's telling you to tell people about 1 Corinthians 15.
所以我们要知道耶稣给我们命令说我们要去传福音给万民听的时候,我们要知道哥林多前书第15章里头就特别提到的,福音的信息就是那些。And
you know that the entire Bible is built upon 1 Corinthians 15. This whole book is about Jesus Christ redeeming, God redeeming humanity. God coming as the coming Messiah, the Son of God, to die for our sins.
要知道整本圣经的话都是对着哥林多前书第十五章的一个展开。在那里说到我们的神是一个救赎的神，同时也是一个要再来的神。他救赎我们，可以使我们免受他再来的审判。Because
the gospel reveals God's amazing love.
因为福音要体现的就是神奇异的爱。
In the gospel, you realize, oh my goodness, God became a human to die for me? Who am I that God would die for me?
那么我们在福音里头我们就会想到说, 哦,这怎么可能?神会成为人的样式,要来到这个世界上为我而死,我是谁?他竟然为我死,这样的爱我。
See, Charles Wesley was meditating on that, understood that so clearly, he just wrote a song about it because he's like, this love is so incredible because I know who I am and I can't believe that God would die for me.
查理卫斯理,当他在思想这一个信息的时候,这一个事实的时候,他就被完全的就被折服,被征服。他想到说我是谁?我的神竟然会乐意来成为人的样式,为我而死,来拯救我,这是何等奇异的爱啊。
Who in your life right now, who would be willing to die for
you?
Is there someone in your life that you say they would die for me? Is there someone in your life that would give you both kidneys? Both kidneys. You need two kidneys. They're going to give you two. They're going to die so you can live.
比方说,如果你需要有两,要换两个肾, 有你的身在这个世界上有谁愿意把他的两个肾都给你，肾给你的时候你给活他就死了。Now
as much as my mom loves me and she does love me, I'm like the golden boy. There's only one boy in our family, so I'm like I'm the baby boy, even though I'm 52. But you know, mom and boys, forget it, right? Mom's love their baby boys. As much as my mom loves me, she wouldn't give me both her kidneys. There's no way. She'd give me one, but not two.
Well, 所以说我在我家里头是我妈妈的宝贝啊，因为我妈妈只有一个儿子，我虽然说我现在有52岁，但我仍然是我妈妈的宝贝啊。你想一想，妈妈和儿子那关系呢是不得了啊！啊，我要讲一讲，我父亲和女儿一样的啊，这样呢就不要混啊。但是我妈妈这样爱我的时候，啊，她爱我，如果我需要生的话，她给我一个，她把两个都给我，那不可能。
Right? Am I right?
是不是这样子的？
My mom may say, I feel like I would want you to give you the other kidney, but I can't. I'll give you one, but not two.
我妈妈会说你需要啊，我可以给一个，但你要给两个，好像不行。
And my mom loves me.
我妈妈很爱我。
I mean, she loves her son.
她特别喜爱她的儿子。
Right? If only I could love her as much as she loves me, right?
我期望我也可以爱她，像她爱我。
Children always struggle with that.
做儿女的从来都会在这个事情上爱父母，不如父母爱我们。
But don't worry. Eventually, our children, they have children, then they realize, why don't they love me the way I love them? Then they understand.
不过没关系，等我们的孩子长大之后，他们看见他们俩，他们说，为什么我爱他们那么多，他们不这样爱回来呢？
Now, what if I committed a crime?
如果我犯了罪。
What if I murdered somebody?
如果我杀了人。
And I was going to go to jail.
我要去牢房，要坐牢。
For the rest of my life.
我会被终身监禁。Or
if it was Texas, I'd go to the electric chair or something.
如果我住在德克萨斯的话，我可能要去受电刑。Would
my mom take my place?
我的妈妈可以代替我吗？
No.
我不认为会。
And she loves me.
她爱我。She
may say, I wish I could do it for you.
她说，我特别期望我可以做啊。
But she's not going to jail for me.
但她不会为我去坐牢。
And she's not going to the electric chair for me.
她不会去为我受电刑。
And she loves me.
她爱我。
And I know she loves me.
我知道她爱我。
See, the difference between Jesus and my mom is that Jesus would go to the electric chair for me.
我妈妈和耶稣一个区别，就是耶稣他会为了我去坐牢，会为了我去受电刑。
Jesus would give me two of his kidneys so that I could live and he would die.
耶稣他可以把两个肾都给我，这样子他死我可以活。
See, the Bible says we love God because he first loved us.
所以圣经说，我们爱神是因为神先爱我。
See, God's love is beyond our comprehension.
神对我们的爱过于我们的神，我们都不能够想象。
We don't really even fully understand how much God loves us. I encourage you, spend your whole summer just trying to understand how God would die for my sins. Why would God die for my sins? Why would God die for me?
我鼓励你要用这一个夏天仔细去想，想一想神为什么这样爱我。 神为什么会为了我而死？神这样的爱我究竟是为了什么？我们要花很多的时间去思想。See,
once you understand that, you'll write a song like Charles Wesley did, amazing love, how can it be that God would die for me?
如果你真的想清楚了，想的有一定深度的话，你就会像约翰强尼·卫斯理一样，你开始写诗歌说：“奇异的爱怎能如此？” 我主神为我而死。So
once you understand the gospel and meditate on it and read about it and think about it and you understand how much God loves you, then you will want to tell others about him.
当我们对着福音有这样的一个理解，有这样的了解，有这样的思考之后，我们能够明白福音是什么，神如何的爱我们，神爱我们是何等的长阔高深。那么我们就会有这一个的激励，有这个的冲动，有这一个的目标，就要出去向人传扬神的爱，传扬耶稣基督的福音。Like
my mom, let's say she actually did give me, let's say I needed two kidneys and she gave me both her kidneys. You know what I'd be doing for the rest of my life? Hey, can I tell you about my mom? You know, I'm only here because of my mom. Do you know that my mom, the only reason I'm alive is because of my mom. She died for me so I could live. I would tell you constantly about my mom. I would post about my mom, right? All the time, because I want you to remember, we'd want you to think about her the way I think about her because of what she did for me.
我们要想一想, 如果妈妈真的是把她的两个肾都给我了, 我活到世上是仅仅是因为我妈妈把她的两个肾 肾都给我, 以至于他死了, 我给活的话, 那么你知道我会做什么吗? 我会跟很多人都会讲, 碰到人我都会讲, 说, 我活在这个地方是因为我妈妈把两个肾都给了我, 我之所以能够活着, 仅仅是因为我的, 我的母亲这样的爱我, 那么我就不可能停止去向人传这个, 我要让人都常常的记得, 我这个人活在这里, 是因为我妈妈为我做了一件不可思议的事情。
So in Romans 3, you can find out who you really are. You want to know like who you really are? Go to Romans 3.
如果你想知道你究竟是谁的话, 你要到罗马书第三章里面去。
See, most people don't think they're that bad. Most people say, I'm not that bad. I'm not perfect, but I'm pretty good.
我们一般都认为自己还不错, 说我虽然说是一个坏人, 但是我没有说坏到那个坏的透顶的地方, 我还可以吧。
But when you read Romans 3, you go, uh-oh, uh-oh, God knows something about me that I don't want to admit.
我们如果读罗马书第三章的话,我们就说,一件事情,因为神知道我,神认识我,我有一个隐藏的很深的,不想让人知道,但神知道。
And Romans 3 tells each and every one of you who you really are deep down, who you are.
罗马书第三章就告诉我们说,我们每一个人, 任何一个人在最深最深的地方,
the Bible says, there's none righteous, no, not one.
圣经上说,没有一人连一个也没有,
there's none good.
没有一个良善的,
all have sinned.
都是罪人。
So knowing that truth, it's incredible when you think about 1 Corinthians 15, the gospel. So God died for me and he knows who I am. Like, why would God die for me, a sinner, a selfish sinner? Why would God die for that person?
所以如果我们把哥林多前书15章和罗马第三章放在一起的时候，我们就知道说，我是这样一个罪人，但是神竟然为我死。神为什么为一个罪人，为一个并非一个义人的人去死呢？为什么是这样？
See, the greatest truth in the universe is you coming to grips with the truth that God loves me. And you know who you are, and you know you're not that good. You're very selfish, unbelievably selfish. And yet God died for me. That makes me just love God even more, knowing that he actually loves me.
所以圣经上所解释的一个在全宇宙最伟大的一个真理就是这样的，就是神成为人的样子，为我而死，而我是一个怎么样的人，在圣经里头又说，又解释得很清楚，我是一个罪人。
I mean, think about it. Would your spouse really love you if they knew everything about you? I mean, everything about you? If you always told them about your evil thoughts and your desires, and you think your spouse would be drawn to that? No, we hide things. We don't talk about everything. We convey one thing. But God knows deep down who we are, and we know who we are. And yet God said, I'll die for you. I'll die for you.
Yeah, 我们要想一想我们和我们的配偶，你会把你的里头所想的每一件事情都和他分享吗? 如果我们都这样分享的话，你认为他还会这样的接纳你和你接近吗? 但是神不是这样的，在我们心里头最深的地方，我所想的，我多么的坏，多么肮脏的，神都知道。不像我们，好像是给我们的配偶说的，是把只是一面的说出来，另外一面我们就隐藏着深深的。 但是神，无论我们说出来的还是隐藏的，神都知道。
So when you know the gospel and you know how great God's love is for you, it changes you. It makes you joyful and it will make you want to tell others about God's great love.
所以我们要知道这就是福音的奥妙。当我们知道神这样的爱我们的时候，我们就知道说有这么一个伟大的神，他这样的爱我。
And maybe you'll tell other people what Charles Wesley wrote. Amazing love. How can it be that God would die for me?
所以我们就会要去向他人去讲福音，让大家知道说有这样一位神，我主我神为我而死。
So spend the whole summer thinking about that, and then maybe you'll feel led by the Spirit to say, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. And you'll be more bold about it. You'll be more confident to talk about Jesus, not because you have to, but because you want to.
所以我们大家要在这个假，在这个夏天的时候就思想这个事情，也许神的爱就激励我们，以致我们能够更加的有胆量啊，更加的有热忱去向人去讲耶稣基督为我们所做的工作。
All right, so evangelism tip number two.
啊，提示第二。
Jesus spoke openly, frequently, firmly, and clearly about hellfire.
耶稣经常在公开的，经常性的，而且很坚定的，很清晰的谈论地狱的火。
We don't have time to do it, but look at Matthew 13. If you don't believe me, read all the parables. Jesus is constantly talking about hellfire. Not me, he is.
我们要如果有时间，我们去看看马太福音第十三章。第十三章里头，耶稣就谈到很多关于地狱的事情。
Jesus tells parable after parable, and then when he interprets the parable, he says, no, this is literal. Like, they're wicked people go to a place of judgment.
在马太福音第十三章里头，耶稣讲了很多的比喻，但在比喻的末了，他都会说，前面是比喻，但是现在我要用很清晰的事说一个事实，就是有审判。
So this is something that's not very joyful. It's kind of depressing.
这样的话题一般而言并不令人很享受，而且令人很不安，令人有一种压抑感。
I mean, it's depressing to think that people who are classified as the wicked will one day suffer for their sins.
那么那些被定为罪、定为恶人的人，终究有一天，他们要因他们的罪行受到刑罚。
And so, the way I want you to think about hell today is I hope it motivates you to tell others about Jesus.
我跟大家分享关于地狱的一些的信息，乃是要去激发大家会乐意去向他人去传福音。
I hope it motivates you to say, let me tell people how they can be saved.
也许这个事情就可以激励大家说，我要想一想怎样可以向他们把福音说清楚。
Look at John 3 for a minute.
我们要看看约翰福音第三章。
So in John 3, I want you to look at, and this is very famous, but look at for a minute, go to John 3, 16, and we're going to read 16 to 19. John 3, 16 to 19.
我们读约翰福音第三章第十六节到第十九节。
So the Bible presents something really cool, and I want to share it with you.
因为圣经它讲了一些
But let's read it first.
我要和大家分享一下。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God, listen, did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Listen to verse 18. He who believes in him, in Jesus, is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation that the light has come into the world, Jesus, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
在第十六节到第十九节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，光就是指的耶稣。世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
Jesus does not send anyone to hell.
耶稣并没有，不是耶稣把人要打入地狱。
The world thinks that he does.
世上的人认为说，哦，人下地狱是因为耶稣把他们，下了地狱里面去。
People believe, if I don't believe in Jesus, then God is sending me to hell.
很多人以为说，如果我不信耶稣的话，神就把我投到地狱里。
That's not true.
那不是对的。
That's not true.
那不是对的。
God does not send you to hell.
神，不是神把你，把你给下到地狱里头去，扔到地狱里头去。
See, the devil wants you and others to think of God as evil and mean and horrible.
因为撒旦他要使你和世上的人都相信说， 神是一个很独断很坏也不会爱人的一个神。
And see, when you go and tell people about Jesus, this topic will come up. They may say, well, what if I don't believe in Jesus? What will happen to me?
如果我们去向人传福音的话，我们肯定会被问这个问题说，如果不信耶稣的话，我会怎么样？
And so people think if I don't believe in Jesus, then because I don't believe, he is then going to send me into hell.
因为人就会说，如果不信耶稣的话，那么耶稣就会把我抓着投到地狱里头。
But that's not what I just read.
那我们刚才读的这个圣经，我们看见不是这样。
What I read in verse 18 doesn't say that.
因为第十八节特别说到，神差他的儿子降世，不是要进世里。
You know what verse 18 tells me?
你知道十八节说告诉我什么吗？
I'm born condemned.
我活着就已经是被定罪的人。
Forget about Jesus for a minute.
不要想耶稣。
I am born a sinner.
我生下来就是一个罪人。
I'm born selfish.
我生下来就是一个自私的人。
Lying and stealing comes very easy for me.
所有的一切说谎话呀，和其他的罪人，犯罪的事，对我而言的话，家常便饭。
Anger and hatred come very easy for me.
生气和仇恨对我而言的话，特别的简单就可以发生。
I'm already condemned. I'm born condemned.
我已经是被定罪的人，我生下来就是一个被定罪的人。
What Jesus does is he comes and he says, I'm going to rescue you from that.
但是耶稣来，他来的目的是要把我从这里头给救出来。
If you don't believe in Jesus, you're just staying where you are.
如果你不信耶稣的话，你就还在你所处的状况里头。
Imagine being in the middle of the Pacific Ocean
想想，如果你在太平洋的中间，
at night,
在晚上，
on a cloudy night.
一个很黑很黑的晚上，
In the middle of the Pacific Ocean on a cloudy night, it's pitch black.
在那里漆黑一片，
You couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
你不能看见你的手，那就伸手不见五指。
And let's pretend for a minute that you're drowning.
如果在那里，你就要被淹死了，
You're drowning.
你就要死了，你就要被淹死了。
What you would be hoping for and praying for is someone to save you.
你在那里，你祷告的就希望有人把你给救出来。
And that's what Jesus does. He comes and he saves us from us drowning.
这就是耶稣所做的，他来到世界上，就把我们从就要被淹死的状况里头给救出
Jesus is
来，
not causing you to drown.
并非耶稣使你要被淹死的。
You're drowning no matter what.
不管你怎么样，你已经处在一个要被淹死的状况之中。
What you need is a savior, a deliverer, someone to pull you out, to throw you a life vest, to rescue you. That's what Jesus does.
你所需要的就是有一个人，他可以来拯救你，给你有一个生命线，给你一个救生圈，把你给拯救出来。而耶稣所做的就是这样一个工作，
So that's the beauty of the gospel.
这就是福音的美妙之处。
Believing in Jesus just rescues you from what's already happening.
相信福音只是把你从一个很恶劣的状况里头，要被定罪、要被淹死、要被投到地狱里的状况里头给拯救出来。
Not believing in Jesus doesn't send me to hell. I'm already going there. No matter what, I am going there. I'm drowning. I need him to save me.
不是因为我不信耶稣，我就会要被投到地狱里头，而是我本来就要被投到地狱里头。耶稣来只是可以使我因信免于被投到地狱里头。
That's why Jesus says,
这就是耶稣所说的。
He who does not believe is condemned already. You're already condemned.
他说，不信的人已经被定罪了，就在你不信之前，其实你就是一个被定罪的人。
And so that's why Charles Wesley can write Amazing Love.
这就是为什么，查理·卫斯理他就写到说，奇异的爱。
Wow, look what God saved me from. I was drowning, he saved me.
看看神他这样的爱我，在我就要被淹死，就要被投到地狱的时候，他把我给拯救出来，
I'm dying and he gave me life.
我就要死了，他就给我有生命。
So that gospel understanding makes God very good, very loving, very fair.
如果我们真的是理解这个福音的话，我们就知道说，神是一个很良善的神，神是一个很奇异的神，而且神是一个很爱的神，而且神是一个很公平的神。
So allow that truth to give you motivation to tell people about how much God loves them.
如果我们有这么一个认知的话，那么我们就会被激励，需要向他人去谈论。
Tell people how good God is.
就是要向他人说神是何其的善。
Tell people how amazing Jesus is, that you're drowning, you don't realize it, but you're drowning, and God is rescuing you. That's all Jesus is doing. He's trying to save you from your condition.
也让人知道说，也让人知道说耶稣是何其的奇妙，因为我们在要死的时候。
And our last evangelism tip, tip number three.
第三个提示,
speak up for Jesus.
为耶稣发声,
another word for faith or belief is actually trust.
另外一个词,信仰和相信的话,还有一个相近的词就是要信任。
Now, how do you as a Christian develop trust in the Lord?
作为一个基督徒，你如何能够使我们在信靠神的事情上能够更加的成长呢？这样性情更加的成长。
One way is to speak up for Jesus.
一个方法就是去为耶稣去发声。
Isn't it true that a husband reinforces his love for his wife by telling her that he loves her?
难道这不是这样吗？一个丈夫如果 要使他对着自己的妻子的爱能够更加的坚实，能够更加的上升一个层次的话，岂不是要常常告诉他说我爱你吗？
I mean, of course, actions speak louder than words.
当我们知道, 行动胜于言语,
but how often have you heard wives say, he never tells me that he loves me?
但是我们要想想我们的女同胞, 有多少的人常常说, 哦,我的丈夫从来不告诉我他爱。
See, love is evidenced by active confession.
我们要知道,这爱有些时候是要用一个主动的言语的表达来表现出来。
Just like salvation in Christ.
就同样的道理,我们得救,我们在主里的救恩也是如此。
The Bible says that we should believe with our heart that Jesus has been resurrected.
圣经上说我们要心里信神,信耶稣从死里复活。
And we know that we believe in Jesus. It's verified when we use our mouth to confess that Jesus is the Lord.
但是我们这个相信却可以能够更加的被坚固，更加的被表扬，表现出来，就是用我们的口去说耶稣是主。See,
trust begins with and is developed by confession.
我们要知道，信靠第一是从口上说出来，第二。
Because when you confess, you're confessing what you believe. You know you believe it because you're saying it.
你嘴上说出来是所相信的，而你所说出来又会更加的坚定你的信心。
I want you to think about it for a minute.
我想你要再想一想。
I really would never tell my wife I really, really loved her if I didn't.
我里面想一想,如果不爱我的妻子的话,我当然不会跟她说我爱她。
Yes, of course people lie, but I'm just saying if you really genuinely love someone, that will come out through your words and through your actions.
当然有些人也会口是心非,嘴上说的和心里所想,想象不一样。 但如果你心里头真的是爱她的话,你嘴上肯定要说她说我爱你。
And I would not tell anyone about Jesus if I really didn't believe in him.
我不会向人去传扬耶稣，如果我根本就不相信耶稣的话。But
because I believe in him, because I love him, because he first loved me, I tell people about him.
但因为我相信他，我也知道他爱我，我也爱他，所以我就会乐意去向别人去。So
when you evangelize, so when you tell other people about Jesus and how great and amazing his love is, that he would die for a sinner like you, then guess what happens? You become more assured of your own salvation.
你要想想,如果你向他人去说,耶稣如何的救我,他如何的爱我,他如何的是这样一位奇妙的神,那么你再把这一切的信息传扬出去的时候,你知道怎么样吗?你会更加的信他,你会更加的爱。You
want to know that your faith is real?
你知道你的信心是真实的吗?
You want your faith to grow?
你想你的信仰,你的信心能够增长吗?
Speak up for Jesus. And as you begin to tell people about Jesus, it gives you assurance of salvation. Because you will begin to see, boy, I must really believe this because I talk about it all the time.
因为你就会说,
And maybe the opposite is true.
当然,反过来,
Why aren't you talking about Jesus? Now, maybe because you really just have such a surface understanding of God that it's not very deep. I mean, my mom was telling me that this morning. I drove her to the airport. She said, for so many years, I just believed that Jesus died for me, but it didn't have any meaning deeper than that.
但我今天我坐我妈妈到机场去,她就跟我说起来,她说很多年我都相信耶稣为我而死,但是我对她的了,对这个事情的理解,在一个很肤浅的层面上,没有真实的影响到我的生命生命。And
then she said, as I began to understand and learn that I was a sinner, and that I needed a savior, then the gospel, then what Jesus did took on such greater meaning in my life.
而当我认识到我自己是怎样的一个罪人的时候，耶稣这样的爱我拯救我的时候，那么耶稣死为我死就忽然有了一个不一样的意义。
And now, if you asked her, if you died, Mom, in the plane crash, where would you go? She'd go, I'm going to be with Jesus. She knows that. She has assurance because she talks to others about Jesus.
那么我就问她说，妈妈，如果今天这个飞机失事的话，你会怎么样？她说，那没关系，那我就和耶稣在一起。
How do you know you really love something?
你怎么知道你喜欢一件事情呢?
You spend money on it?
你在这个事情上你会花代价,花金钱,
You spend time with it?
你花时间,
and you talk about it. So if you love Jesus,
如果你爱耶稣的话,
you say you believe in Jesus,
你会说你相信耶稣,
speak up for him.
那么你要为他发声。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Amen. Here are some opportunities for you guys.
所以这是给你们的机会。
So you have four opportunities during the summer if you want.
有四个可能的选择在这个假期里头。
So here are the dates.
这是日期。
So here's the practical part.
这是一个很实际的。
Right? What was the first tip this morning?
是讲的第一个提示,一个主意,一个点子是什么?
Be knowledgeable and experience what? And be passionate about the gospel.
第一件事情就是要对福音有更多的认识,对福音有更多的经历,对福音有更多的热忱。The
second one is Jesus spoke frequently and firmly and clearly about hellfire.
第二件事情,耶稣常常是精确、公开、频繁和清晰地谈到地狱和火。And
the third thing is speak up for Jesus.
第三个事情就是我们要为着耶稣去发声。And
all that is to say, to motivate you to say, yeah, I need to get out there and share my faith.
所有的事情放起来都是要给我们说，哦，要使我们自己激励，说我要去传福音，去讲福音。And
listen, you can share your faith, and you should be every single day through text, through words, through tracts, through people, through praying for people. There's so many different ways to do it.
我们有很多不同的方式，为了福音的工作有所摆上。我们可以去和人去说，也可以和人去分享，用这个。 用这个社交媒体，我们可以为人祷告。我们有很多很多的方式去为福音做工作。And
you always pray for wisdom. You say, Lord, how do you want me to speak to him? When do you want me to speak about him? How do you want me to reach this person? So you do it lovingly, patiently, carefully. You do those things. You don't just come running in.
我们也会要常常的为我们要去谈福音这件事情来祷告，求神给我们智慧，说，哦，我要向去这人谈福音，求主帮助我，用什么样的方式去向。
But if you want to join us, those are the dates, July 10th and 24th, August 7th and 21st, we'll be down in Port Jefferson, and at 7 o'clock by the steam room, right by the ferry.
我在这四个,有四个的日期,7月的10号,24号和8月的7号,21号,我们在Port Jefferson,
And at 7 o'clock, we go two by two or sometimes three, and we walk around, we pray, we talk to people about Jesus, we give them tracts, and it's wonderful.
那么我们就会到那个地方去，两个两个的出去，我们就一在那里去祷告，在那里去走，我们就要去向人传福音，发单张，我们看神如何的带领，我会认为呢是个特别特别奇妙的经历。
And it's one of those things that you really don't want to do it, but once you do it, you're like, oh, I'm really glad I did it.
如果你去做的话，我相信你会感到很兴奋，你说，哦，我很高兴我做了这个事情。
So you can join us. I'll be there.
如果你想要加入我们的话，Lord
willing.
把这个项给到。I
won't be the 21st, so, but I'll be there.
我会在那里，我会在那里，我会带大家。But
I'll be there Wednesday with a bunch of other Christians.
还有其他的基督徒在。
Men, women, children, it doesn't matter. Anybody can come.
无论是男人、女人或者小孩，只要愿意来都可以。
And if you've never evangelized like that before, you don't have to do anything. You could just come and watch and pray. You don't have to speak up. You could just watch. That's what I did when I first learned. I was watching someone else do it. I was like, oh, I think I can do that.
如果你以前从来没有这样传过福音的话，你也许就来，就跟我们一起走一走，看看我们在怎么在，你不一定需要去做什么。 这是一个学习的方式。我起初的时候也是如此，看见别人这样做，我觉得，嗯，这个事情我也可以做。There's
nothing more glorious and purposeful than telling others about Jesus.
告和其他的人分享耶稣，在这个世界上没有任何其他的事情比这样一件事情更加的荣耀、更加的荣誉、更加的荣誉。And
people are more interested than you think.
你要想一想。 我们以为人对这个事情会很冷漠，你会发现，其实很多的人对福音很有兴趣。On,
let me think. On today is Sunday. On Friday, I went to Southampton.
在上个星期五的时候，我去一个校园。Have
you been to Southampton before?
你们不是校园，
Nice, right?
对不起，在那个南安普顿，我到南安普顿，你们到南安普顿去过没有？
It's a magical, so beautiful.
在那个地方很漂亮。
Right? Who wouldn't want to live there?
谁住在那里?
Right, the houses, everything is perfect. It's great. So I went there with my daughters.
我就和我的女儿们一起到 Southampton 去。
And I wore a Christian shirt.
我就穿着一个基督徒的T-shirt。
And it was simple. It was like, you know, love like Jesus, pray like Nehemiah, you know, be courageous like David. It was just a regular Christian shirt.
一个基督徒的。 衬衫上面有一些字，比方说像耶稣一样的爱，像但以理一样的去祷告，像尼希米一样去祷告，像大卫一样的勇敢等等，这就有一些的信息在上面。I
go into a restaurant.
我就到一个的餐馆去。Person
says, "I love your T-shirt."
就一个人就说，哦，我很喜欢你的这个衣服。Then
I'm walking by an outdoor cafe.
我在这个外头，人在露天吃饭的地方，我走过的时候，Two
ladies go, "I love your T-shirt."
另外两个女士说：“哦，我很喜欢你的这个衣服。”And
here in Southampton, of all places, we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the gospel.
然后我们在那个 Southampton 那个地方的时候，我们就可以和人家开始传扬，就谈论基督，谈论婚姻。Then
I go over to this electric car. It's a Rivian. You know what a Rivian is? It's really nice.
我在通过一个电动车，那个电动车的牌子 Rivian 不是 Tesla 啊，大家知道 Rivian 啊。
And they're giving out promotional lemon water.
他们就给我一些的促销的那个水要给我。
It was really good. It was like lemon, wolf flavored lemon water. You get at Target, but they're giving it out for free. It was really cool.
他们给我的是柠檬水，那个柠檬水又是很好的水啊，特别是不用付钱的时候。
So I walk over there, and another person goes, "Hey, I love your T-shirt."
我到那里，另外一个人说：“哦，我很喜欢你的T-shirt。”
And I said, "Well, what lemon water do you recommend?"
我就问他说：“你要把哪一个的味道的柠檬水，你建议我喝？”
And then he said, "For you," and he gave me three bottles.
他说：“又是你的话，我给你三瓶。”
And then, because I carry tracts around with me, I see a person get out of a really fancy, expensive car.
然后，因为我手上带着单张。 那么我就看见有一个人从一个特别的，the
car is probably at least $350,000-$400,000. I mean, like high-end car.
我就看一个人从一个豪车，真是个豪车，至少是三四十万的豪车里面
Remember, this
从
is
那上面走出来。
Southampton, right?
你要知道，我们是在 Southampton。
So they get out of the car, and I didn't really know who they were, but I knew like they had to be famous. I just knew by like they had to be famous.
我看他们从那车上下来，我知道说就在 Southampton，我们这儿有很多的影星，他们在那边。我这个肯定是一个很有名的人，但是我不认识他，但是说这是个很有名的人，我就走过去。
So then God gave me the opportunity to, as we were walking towards each other, to give him that person gospel information about eternal life in Jesus Christ.
那么，在我们擦身而过的时候，我就有机会就给他们三张，就谈到耶稣基督的永恒救恩。
He took it, he thanked me. Very, and then when he walked away, I was like, ah, I know who he is. A very, very famous person on Channel 7 ABC. So I'm not gonna say who it is, but it was like really famous. I was like, wow, that's so cool. God, it's so amazing.
所以那个人他就接过了，他就很感谢，然后谢谢我们，然后走了。你要知道那谁吗？是很有名的，在第七频道 ABC 里头的一个主持人。
See,
我不告诉你们名字啊，因为这个地方要高举的是耶稣基督。
the best part of being in Southampton was being a witness for Jesus.
在我们要去南汉姆顿的话，这个最好的事情不是去看美妙的景色和巨星啊，最好的事情在那里去分享耶稣基督。
That's what gives me purpose. That's what gives me meaning. That's what gives me joy. That's what gives me happiness. Jesus. All the other stuff doesn't matter.
在那里因着去分享，我就觉得很有目标感，也很有意义，也很有喜乐，也很有一个充实在里面。
So this summer, do something different. Share your faith.
所以在这个在这个夏天，我们要做一个不一样的事情，就是去分享福音。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告，
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
thank you
谢谢你。
for what you did, Jesus.
因为你为在耶稣基督里头，
Lord, help us to understand.